Hi, everybody. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. I thought we'd have a little lead in music. Sorry to all your Northwestern Wildcat fans. Rough day. It's been a rough 2.5 months, but we're here to entertain you and enlighten you and be the lead into Blackhawks hockey. Home Sweet Home Chicago usually is on between 10 and 1, but we got bumped back due to exciting Northwestern football. So we're going to start every show with, you ready, Benny? You're all set. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is David Hochberg. We're here until 5:30 leading up to Blackhawks hockey. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show. We only got 2.5 hours to get it. Actually, 2 hours and 45 minutes to get it done. Let's stop with my talking and get over to the expert guests. Let's do ladies first. Janelle Iacino.
Good afternoon, everyone.
It's cold out, Janelle.
I know.
And what happens to bugs and what are we talking about and rodents and all that good stuff? What's your topic of the day, my friend?
Well, I know normally I talk about bugs and rodents, but I actually want to talk about a program, a book donation program that I've got going on right now with Northwestern. So those of you who are still tuned in after watching the game, there's an opportunity for you guys to participate in giving season by giving back to our communities.
You guys have been doing that for a long, Rose Pest Solutions.
5 years.
Yeah, five years.
I created this program with Northwestern, so I want to talk a little bit about it. And then, of course, I'll take your calls about rodents and bugs because, contrary to popular belief, they do not die off when it gets cold.
Right. They go into hibernation, right?
That's right.
And they come into your house because it's warm.
That's right.
Okay. And you... It's primarily done with the basketball team, right? Northwestern basketball,
correct.
The
yep.
book program.
Yep. Books for buckets.
Books for buckets. All right, we're going to talk about more of that later. For listeners who want to reach out, how do they reach out?
They can get a free quote from us anytime at rosepestcontrol.com or call 1-800-GOT-PESTS.
And I will say this because I know you and Joe were very close. He loved you, and he loved everything that you did, and he got a kick and was excited every time you were in here. It got to a point where most of the times Igor was inappropriate and uncomfortable.
He was my buddy. So, I love him so much.
Rob, I would look over and go, Joe, Dean Richards is coming in during the next break, taking a nap in the green room because HR just shut us down. But he didn't care. So, but he did love you, Janelle.
I love him too.
You were a good friend. And still a good friend. Let's go to Rob Lindemann. Rob, we were at your shop about a month ago.
Yep.
It was 70 degrees.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful. And you look outside and it's, well, now the snow had just stopped. It was snowing sideways. You couldn't see across the street. And I want to thank you for bringing the horrible weather. So it's all on you. Your family's in the green room. You guys are going to take advantage of the Festival of Lights tonight. I don't know if that's the right term that they use, but there's...
I think so, yeah.
Is it really? It's a big thing going on downtown. I think this is the Disney where they have... light up and they have the floats go down Michigan Avenue. I think they've been doing it for about 10 years now. It's very cool. And I'm glad you were able to come down and take advantage of it with your family.
Yeah, thanks for having me down on this nice chilly Chicago afternoon. You know, these are, in the chimney and fireplace world, these are days we dream about.
This is it.
Like, hey, let's snuggle up to a nice warm fire. And, you know, we're here to make sure that you do it safely and get the best experience out of that fireplace that you can.
There's something to talk about when it's 70 degrees. And scare everybody to call you to get them out there, to get your team out there to make sure that the fireplace is ready to go when it gets colder. Cold is here, baby. I mean, we're in it. Okay, we got until about April 1st, and then April's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get in April until we get to May. Right? I was talking to somebody that moved from Chicago down to Florida. They're like, yeah, it's 60 degrees here. I'm like, yeah, stuff it. It's 20, you know, with the wind chill. It feels like 20. And so ease up their textures. It feels like 20. And we won't see the sun until March. So one of those gray, steely gray bluish gray days here in Chicago. Sure, that's your prime time, baby. You're ready to go.
That's it. But, you know, we got an unbelievable fall. I've lived in Chicago my whole life, so I think we...
You got lucky.
We got a lucky one this time, but so I think we might be paying for it this winter, but we'll see.
And you're going to be talking about safety, fireplace safety.
Yeah, how to, you know, what to do, what not to do, you know, what not to burn. And, you know, you want to have a nice fire, but you want to do it safely.
Yep.
What are some tips you can do to do that?
Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out to you.
Lindeman.com or 847-918-7994.
Spell Lindeman, because a lot of our listeners, is it one N, is it two N's, is it one N in the middle, one N, or two N's at the end? How do you spell Lindeman.com?
If you can't spell it, you can go to cleanfireplace.com. That's a little easier to remember. But Lindeman is Lindeman.
One, there you go. So it's one N in the middle, two N's at the end.
Correct. Three all day.
Three all day. There you go. You should put that on a bumper sticker.
That's right.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor.
Do not make me spell my name.
I'm not going to touch that, but it's pronounced more rock. That took 4 months for him to break that down. He said, he's like, stop you. I'm tired of you butchering my last name. I'm like, I'm just getting in the swing of things, buddy. So he's like, it's more, like, give me more, and rock. I'm like, I could do that. That's easy to remember. Nice it's gap in hardwood floor season.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting the calls, or does it take a little while for the heating inside the house to dry out the floors? When do those calls start coming? What's going on with my floors? I'm getting gaps. When do those start coming?
Yeah, so normally speaking, we start to get those calls, David, probably right around the early part of December. But again, because we had kind of a nice fall and the temperatures really didn't start to get like super cold until just recently.
Right.
So that heating system hasn't really been drying things out just quite yet. But it's definitely coming, and those calls will definitely be coming in with questions on why is my floor gapping? Why do I see big gaps in between the planks? And a lot of it has to do with temperature, relative humidity, acclimation, moisture content, all the things we've talked about on this show for many years, and I think it's worth talking about again.
We're going to talk about turning on the humidifiers.
Absolutely.
Okay, so 312-981-7200. For listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, what's the best way to reach out to them?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
I haven't mentioned it yet, and I'm going to mention it periodically. I'm hosting for filling in for Bob Surratt on Black Friday. God help us all. So I almost took it into the rocks last year. Took it within about 8 feet, which is acceptable. I'm going to try to go 4 feet this year without completely shutting, blowing down the transmitter.
It's a no-wake zone, David.
It's a no-wake zone. I got a great show planned. Forget right. about it. So tune in this coming Black Friday. Got a letter. A letter from a listener by the name of Frank Prell. And I just want to read it to you. Ready for this? Hey, David, bonjour. Because he knows I am a linguist. Oui, oui. He knows I am a master of many languages. Sure. English not being... slow down there. Yeah. I'll take one on wheat bread, please. So, discovered your show a couple years ago during the pandemic when we were sequestered and have been listening to WGN ever since, day and night. So, thank you, WGN. Could thank me for this listener, right? Permit me to ramble... I like your use of the English language at 60 miles per hour. I like your sometimes colorful language to the guests and your people who call in, and the barbs you throw at your guests at times that are legendary. So he's a regular listener.
Oh, yeah.
I like the guests you have each week, which would mean you three sitting right there. This week, that is. The integrity as professionals is golden. Unfortunately, I can't avail myself of their services because I'm out here in Western LaSalle County. There you go. It's a nice little reach. But were I closer, they'd be my go-to people. I like the emails and the short phone calls you get during the show, making sure that lots of people are satisfied. I like your style when confronted with a problem from a very elderly, anxiety-filled listener. And at the end, the person leaves happy and satisfied because you took the time to solve their problem. I like the many, many information tidbits from your guests. You see?
That's us.
That's why we do it.
In language that the layman can understand, from someone who doesn't know the difference between a monkey wrench and a monkey, thanks. I'm not that pathetic. I know that. Okay? The monkey wrench has got the handle on it. I was moved by your tribute to Joe this afternoon. He must have wrote it last weekend. Thank you for that. I didn't know the man only through you and your show, but I felt I knew him by his electric personality. How spot on was that? Mm-hmm. Is that? It was obvious from your guest comments that he was truly special. I wish I had known him. He was, and you and still is, and yeah, you missed the opportunity to meet a great guy. So, what I don't like.
Uh-oh.
There's a butt coming.
He fluffs us up, and then he comes in with the hammer. Once a day, one day a week, 3 hours. What the hell? Your fans need more. WGN needs to schedule more of your show.
Yeah.
Merci beaucoup. How do you
merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
Okay, there you go. David, for making my Saturday listening so enjoyable, Frank Prell. So Frank Prell, we're going to send Frank a Mr. Floor cleaning product of his choice for taking the time out of his day to let us know how much he enjoyed the show. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Rob, let's start out with you. We got about 7 minutes. The show's a little screwy because Northwestern ended kind of like right in the middle of the hour. Talk about fireplace safety. We've got about 4 to 5 minutes, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. I want to talk about carbon monoxide challenges, too, because they kind of go hand in hand. Both of them could kill people, especially if you have a fireplace. What's the top one or two things that our listeners should be aware of as they fire up, open their fireplace? Because a lot of our listeners might not realize there's a flue in there that they have to open, or else all that smoke's going to come right back in your house. So what are the one or two top things, top recommendations that you could give our listeners before we hit the top of the hour break? And we'll dive deeper into it on the other side of the hour.
Sure. I would say number one, it always surprises me. Keep in mind that you're having a bonfire in your living room, right? You're lighting wood on fire, you know, paper to get it started, and you have a bonfire in your living room. And just be concerned about what's inside there, what's going on, and what's around it. You know, a lot of people like to hang stockings or put boxes or things. You know, I think the idea is if the smoke is not coming back in the room, everything is okay. But, you know, realize that you are having a bonfire in your living room. You know, have it annually inspected and cleaned to make sure that it's in proper working condition. And as you alluded to, the damper, that's the device. Some people call it the flue, but it's the flap that, you know, you reach up and you open it up.
Obviously. Where the smoke goes out of your house.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I just want to try to break it down to the ridiculous for our listeners to understand. It might not have a fireplace.
Right. Right. So if you're in there, the part that you look at is called the firebox, where you see the brick and the grates in there, and that's where you load up the wood. You usually have to reach your hand up to open the damper, which allows the smoke to exit through the chimney.
And don't forget, when you're going in to shut it when you're done, to wear a fire retardant glove. Because I've heard of stories where people, the fire's out, let's go in there. That lever's been on fire for the past God knows how many hours or minutes, and it's rock hot. It's blazing hot.
Blazing hot.
Yes. And it takes a while to cool down, so make sure you go in there. Is there a special type of fire mitt or
anyone will work. Doesn't matter. It's pretty hot. You can use a kitchen one. You can use a grill one.
But don't stick your hand up there after the fire's out and pull the lever to close the chute.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My gosh.
And the ash too. We see a lot of fires happen. People put the ash in their garbage can or in the garage. Make sure you have some sort of metal container and just get it outside, because that ash can stay hot for hours. You know,
what's the best type of wood that you recommend? Because there's good wood and bad wood to burn.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the best type of wood for our listeners who have a residential fireplace inside their house, not the fire pit in the backyard that you're going to sit around and smoke cigars and cigarettes and whatever you want to light up there and all that. So I'm talking inside your house. What's the best wood to burn?
You want to get dried hardwood. So the best thing to do is to get a moisture meter. That you get about $10 on Amazon, and something less than 20% moisture would be a good burn. You know, oak, birch, pretty much any reputable fireplace,
supply store
would get you some good wood.
Stay
away from anything that's unnatural. You shouldn't
or anything in Mr. Floor's warehouse.
Hold on. I was just going to say, so our wood is kiln dried.
Right.
Yep.
to between 6% and 8% moisture content. So we're well below the 20.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, in my own personal fireplace at home, I take all the cuttings.
Smart. And
right?
The scraps.
And they burn so clean. Absolutely, Rob, there's virtually no ash.
Yeah.
You know, it just evaporates and it's beautiful and it smells great. And I'll burn like red oak, white oak, maple, sometimes hickory.
Well, here.
Just a little cuttings, you know.
A little breaking news. Not everybody owns a hardwood floor company.
I get it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Rob. I burn the hard. I burn the red, the white, and the yellow.
No. I was agreeing with Rob in that, you know, anything under 20% will burn very, very clean. Is my point.
Just because it can burn doesn't mean you should burn it.
Well, and I was going to ask you, and to start that fire, gift wrapping is not something that you recommend.
No, absolutely not.
And there's going to be a lot of that
you
around.
You could heat the flue up, you know, sometimes, you know, curl up a piece of newspaper and get the flue heated up slowly. What you want to avoid is heating it up quickly because the flue is generally cold when you want to have a fire. And if you put a lot of wrapping paper or newspaper in there,
stress.
And get an inferno going, the flue tiles inside, which are made to protect the home, crack quickly. You know, we take our guys in the parking lot and we stuff a flue tile with newspaper and we light it up, and inside 2 minutes the thing shatters.
That's not good.
So if you want
to, we got to take a quick break. So hold that thought. We'll come back after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw it over to Kevin Wells in the newsroom after these messages and pick you up on the other side.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Lindemann Chimney Company, Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, and Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Love that man, David Jennings, the big voice guy.
I love the way he says my name, David.
He's great.
You know, perfect.
He kills it. He is a professional awesome. Broadcaster. He's I'm not.
So that's why you butcher my name?
That's why I just destroy.
That's why I have a button.
That's why everything in my path is like brace for impact, because I have no idea what's coming out here. Hang on. The hot buttons are low. 312-981-7200. I had it all set, ready to go. Somebody's got to show me how to do that. 312-981-7200. 10:44 this morning from 630 Texter. Football. Yuck. I was hoping Hochberg's show was canceled. It would have been Sean Compton's only good programming move. So I appreciate the support, 630. Ouch. Happy holidays to you, too.
Is that what you call it, support?
Well, listen, after saying your name, I learned marketing up at the Harvard of the Midwest, Northern Illinois. As long as you're saying your name, it's a good thing. How they say it and the way they say it is a whole other story. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're talking fire safety. It's flipping freezing out. We're in that season. We've got another 120 days to go until we hit spring or thereabouts. Somebody's going to text me, it's not 120 days, you jerk. It's this. Whatever. We got a couple of 4 or 5 months to go before we start warming up. Our listeners are going to be using their fireplaces. They're going to be using their heaters. They're going to be throwing stuff if they do have a fireplace. We want to make sure that you're safe. I know we joke around on the show all the time, but our listener safety is paramount. And we want to make sure that you're doing it right. You're burning the right things. You're burning the right wood. Because if you don't, you could put yourself and your family and your guests and your neighbors in a lot of danger unexpectedly, right? You might not think about, that wood's got, you know, 40% water. How do you know? You're not even checking it, right? You've got no idea. Okay, that wooden chair that broke down. Yeah, let's break it down and throw it in the fireplace. Okay, I'm not making, you know that happens.
Sure.
You've been in thousands of fire chimneys, right? You see what people burn. It's not safe. And that's what we want to talk about. So talk about, if you would, let our listeners know what's the best way and the safest way to light a fire if they're burning wood. Now, you got the gas fireplaces. You got to open the flue or else you're going to blow your house up, right? The damper, I mean. Got to turn that key on the floor or on the wall to turn the gas on, and you light a little match and woof, there you go, and you're set. If you've got a wood-burning fireplace, help us, Boy Scout, build a fire so we don't burn our house down and endanger everybody on our block.
Gotcha. So some fireplaces have the gas starter. That's a little bar that comes in there, and you'll have a key on the side.
Sure.
You can fire those up a little differently than you would building a fire from scratch. Those fires, typically, you just build some logs. You can either do it like log cabin style or, you know, put two or three logs on there. You don't want to put 10 logs on there. You want to keep the fire reasonable inside the box and not overbuild the fire because it gets too hot.
Okay.
So keep it manageable. Turn out you light a match, long match or a lighter, and then turn the gas on. You don't turn the gas on and hear it start whistling and then go to the fireplace and light it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It can create a small explosion and come back, and people have singed their eyebrows and their hair.
So stop yourself. You light a match first,
then the gas.
I did not know that. Okay, well, that's a great safety tip.
Yeah,
okay,
so you don't want to let that gas build up and then light it.
That's a definite. And then you wait until, obviously, if you have a gas starter, you get it going. The logs start turning over. They take the flame. You flip it around and you give it a little oxygen, right? And then you put some more logs on and you turn the gas off. Or do you keep the gas on? What do you recommend?
You can keep the gas on for 10-15 minutes, but there's no sense in having it on once the fire has been established with the wood.
You're wasting gas.
It's also important, the tools, they're not just to look pretty on the side of the hearth. If a log were to roll out, you need something where you can move it kind of quickly. So make sure those are on hand and in good working order, those pinchers. Imagine the worst case scenario would happen. The log rolled out onto the... we had it at my house when I was a kid. One of the logs rolled out and we had the pincher and grabbed it and put it back. But if it's sitting there burning, it doesn't take long for things nearby to light fire. So it's kind of some of the common sense stuff. Make sure that you got the tools on there. Sure. Make sure you're lighting it properly.
Far enough back. It's not right in the front of the fireplace, right? It's far enough back so it doesn't roll out. Doesn't have a chance of rolling out. You build it appropriately.
Right, and then you should have some sort of screens that come. So once you get the fire lit, you turn the screens shut.
Use a fire protective glove to close the screens because those are blazing hot as well.
Those get hot, too.
Those get hot.
Right.
So you don't want blisters.
So usually it'll come, and a lot of times they'll get a little hard to close, but make sure that they close and the middle joint overlaps a little bit, and that should arrest a spark that comes out of the wood.
Okay.
But just as you'd sit with a campfire, you see little embers popping out. It shouldn't happen as much if you're using good wood, but it can happen. And if those, if that's open, quarter of an inch, half an inch, a little spark can come out and it could ignite.
And let's say you don't have a gas starter. What's the best way to start a fire?
You get a little bit of kindling. You can get some fat wood. That works out great. You can get that at the store. That's probably the best.
It's called fat wood?
Yeah, fat wood. It's you can get it at any hardware store.
It's a wood. It's a wood, Janelle. He's not making fun of me.
Is that a pH fat or an F fat?
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the brand. Let's go with the pH fat wood.
Fat wood.
It's pretty hot.
That's what the kid. That's what the kids say these days. Yeah, get yourself some fat wood.
Hey, what about those logs that are at the grocery store, the Duraflame ones? Are those good to burn?
Yes, those are good. Those burn clean. I mean, they're obviously expensive to burn. So
yeah.
If you were a regular burner, the good thing about those is you can actually just light the bag on fire and it lights. And they do produce a really nice fire for an hour and a half, 2 hours, something.
Nice.
They burn a while and it burns pretty hot and clean.
Money's not an object, did you know?
You burn those.
She's rolling.
Go with those. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, this whole book thing, it's a scam. That's how she lights her fires. She's burning books.
I love books.
Yeah. She's books for buckets. She's like, books to learn to light my fire. Come
no
on.
Way.
Yeah, I'll give you free Northwestern tickets. Bring a book. That's her kindling.
I have a fake fireplace in my apartment.
Oh, no.
It's probably good. I mean, a lot of landlords probably shouldn't have functioning fireplaces, knowing the tenants.
It's probably good until my place burns down.
Yeah, I got some fake bugs at my place.
Wait a minute. Nice shot. Is it one of those Amish fireplaces that you see late night on QVC with the fake Amish people? Oh, the Amish plug-in electric fireplace.
I put some red string lights around the fake logs
that looks great.
Looked like embers.
She's out of her mind. That's why Joe loved her.
Yes. Stick to the bugs, Joe.
Yeah, I should.
If our listeners want to reach you to get more information to possibly get a chimney inspection, which you guys are still doing at Lineman Chimney and Fireplace. That's still very popular. It's probably a good holiday gift. It might sound stupid, but it's practical.
Sure.
What's the best way to reach you guys?
Cleanfireplace.com. You can schedule it online. We got a really nice online schedule, and just book an appointment.
Cleanfireplace.com. Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break. We got Maya in Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
Who's got some problems with some bugs.
Uh-oh.
And I think she's going to request your personal inspection down in Vegas to check out the bugs.
Oh, man.
I'll go down with you if Maya pays for the ticket. I'm just throwing it out there, Maya.
We might want to screen that question before we put her live.
Okay, gotcha. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills and come back with Maya in Las Vegas after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys were talking about spider poop prior to the show.
It was actually bat poop.
Bat poop. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Bat poop's not really big either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought she was talking spider.
Bats have sparkly poop because they cannot digest insect wings.
See, this is breaking news, everybody. This is why everybody listens to the show, because you don't get this breaking news anywhere else.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
John Williams. Williams isn't covering bat glittery
no.
bat poop.
No.
Lisa Dent might, but not John Williams. There's no shot. 312-981-7200 is a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. Maya in Las Vegas, thanks for listening online. We appreciate it. Or you might be in Chicago, listening in Chicago, and you're in because you miss the cold weather. You've got a question for our bug lady, Janelle Iacino.
Yes, I do. I want to say I was asked to keep it clean, and you guys are talking about sparkly bug poop. Come on.
Well, sparkly bug poop is clean, if you think about it. It's bat poop.
It's fertilizer.
What did I say?
Guano.
Yeah, bat poop.
Well,
bat
my
poop.
Question... Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to...
No, go ahead. How can we help you?
My question is, moving cross-country, I have a different assortment of pests than I did in the Midwest, living in the desert.
That's true.
So I have pests out here that are needy. They eat all your food. They're clingy. They don't want to leave your house. And they're men. Oh. What do I do about this?
How do you get rid of men? Okay.
Wait, are we talking about scorpions?
I don't know. I put her on hold.
Wait. The band or the insect?
No, she said men. She said men, not scorpion. So that went really well. You could tell that the air is a little thin in Las Vegas.
And we know that she's not talking about honeybees, because the majority of honeybees in a hive are females. So,
all right. So how do you get rid of bugs in a house in Chicago? You know, forget about Las Vegas. How do you get rid of bugs in...
Male bugs.
Only male bugs. Yeah. Female bugs are fine.
Be very clear
here. I'd be surprised if most of our listeners could tell the difference between a male or a female bug if they find one in their house. I don't think that matters at all. I think when people find bugs in their house, they want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. Yeah. And contrary to a lot of people's beliefs, bugs don't die off in the winter. They go into something called diapause, which is similar to hibernation.
Really?
They hide in the walls. Everything's trying to get into nooks and crannies. We want to stay in more because it's cold outside. So does everything else. Everything's trying to get
ironically,
in.
Ironically, that was Igor's garage band in high school.
Yes.
The Dinopause. The Diapause.
Wait, you had
a band? They were very active in the spring and the summer and the fall, but come winter, they
we went into the walls.
You went into the wall and they just shut down.
We stayed there to spring.
As soon as it got cold, the band just all stopped playing. Yes. I don't understand what happened.
Instruments and all.
Everything froze up.
Yeah, this time of year, prevention is really the key, and that's what I talk about on this show most of the time. You know, Rose does amazing expert services, but when it comes down to it, we're all about educating you guys so that you know how to prevent a problem in the first place.
Is it that they go deeper into the ground, or are they in your walls and they just go into like a hibernation?
It depends on the species. So like ants and termites will go deeper into the ground where it's warmer. Other insects like stink bugs, box elder bugs, Asian beetles, those will be trying to get into the wall voids through cracks and crevices around windows and doors. So caulking, getting good weather stripping on that garage door might help keep rodents out. Little things like that go a long way. They're cheap fixes, and could prevent a world of problems.
Do you do preventative maintenance for the... Well, you do. I know you do. Rats and mice and all that stuff,
Oh, my
right?
gosh. Yeah, that's what keeps us mostly busy during the war or the winter months
okay.
is rodents, mice and rats, because they're trying to get in. They're trying to take advantage of garbage and food and... They're trying to shack up inside the walls.
Again, that's another one of... that was Igor's grade school band. Shack up in the walls. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call. Text and photo line. 312-981-7200. So what calls are you getting right now?
Rodents.
Winter is here.
And of course, the occasional stink bug, too. But
still.
That's the thing. Like, once they're in... They're in until the spring, and every warm day when the sun actually comes out, which is kind of few and far between as we enter this sure. gray zone, but as they pop out, as the sun warms the south and west sides of the house specifically, that's where the sun is going to beat down the hardest on your structure, it'll wake up these bugs that are in hibernation or diapause, and they'll come crawling out of the woodwork, and you'll see one here, one there, and you're like, where are these things coming from? They're in the walls.
So how do you detect them inside the walls when you go through that cold and...
Well, the idea is to do a preventative exterior service before they get in. That's really the key. And we're kind of at point where, it's getting too cold for us to do that. So right. if you've already got them in the house, there's something you could do in the spring. Obviously, like your vacuum is going to be your best friend during these next couple months here. Vacuum them up.
So how do they get out of the walls? They come through the vents? Do they bore holes in the walls? How do they come out?
Cracks and crevices around the window frames, around okay. door frames.
Do they create their own exit paths, or they use existing cracks
existing
and crevices?
Existing cracks and crevices.
Really?
Yep.
So then you could just do a visual around the obvious areas
yes.
where... They would exit,
yep.
right, with your years of experience doing this.
Yep.
Okay.
Janelle, can you set up traps for these things?
No, they're really not the stink bugs. There's not, and I know that there's like traps for Japanese beetles and Asian beetles and stuff, but a lot of times you'll attract more to your property by putting those pheromones out. So it's kind of like it's a game of balance, really.
Find out where they're coming from.
Yeah, but that's the key. When you hire Rose to come out and take care of stuff, we actually trace it back to the point of entry. If you've got mice in the house, especially this time of year, you're going to be cooking a lot. People are, going to be using their ovens for Thanksgiving this next week and stuff. And you might be buying products right. and to do some baking and stuff. But make sure that you seal these things properly after you're done cooking and put the sack of flour in a Ziploc bag or some Tupperware, because mice will be making their way indoors.
We're going to come back with more bug talk with Janelle Iacino. We got Kevin Wells wanting to give you guys an update at the bottom of the hour. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Larry Algonquin's on hold right now, wants to talk to you about how to get rid of his mice.
Okay.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 815 texted in. I heard a text or call regarding Joe. I hope everything is okay. I haven't heard anything. 2 weeks ago, unfortunately, Joe passed away of a heart attack upon arriving home after the show that Wendy Snyder hosted, because I was in Detroit. So we lost a good man. That's why we say in his memory, and may his memory, as Igor will attest to us in the Jewish faith, say, may his memory be a blessing. 312-981-7200. And as my mother told me before she died, remember the good times. So we have Larry in Algonquin, where Joe had his celebration party, wants to know how to get rid of mice. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. So the question is, I live across from a cornfield, and by this time every year, the farmers cut the corn. I've got all the traps out, and I catch a bunch of mice before they get in the house. This year, the farmer hasn't cut the cornfield. All the traps are out, haven't caught a single mice. So is the issue that the mice get out of the cold by burrowing, and as long as the corn isn't cut, I'll never see any? Or are they coming no matter what? I haven't seen a single one, and I've been trapped up for weeks.
That's a great question. And this is exactly what happens. So we call it displacement. And it's not until those fields are harvested that you'll get displacement, where all of a sudden these mice, where they naturally live in cornfields, they're feasting on the corn. They have food. They have, you know, cozy shelter. They're probably cozying up with the corn husks.
Somewhat safe.
Yeah. So that's their natural habitat. So that's why you're not seeing any, Larry. But as soon as that field gets cleared, they're going to come looking for shelter. They're going to come looking for food sources. So, and that's also what happens with the stink bugs. So stink bugs naturally live in the corn husks. They naturally, in Asian beetles, box elder bugs, they naturally live in these fields. And so that's exactly what happens when the crops come down in the fall. Then all of a sudden it's like the plague. So you're doing the right thing by keeping those traps deployed, because you don't know when the field's going to get cleared. But that's what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. They haven't been displaced yet.
Is there any chance I can give the mice your address?
Yeah, well, if you give them my address, then the rats are probably going to eat them. So. Circle of life.
Thank you.
Hey, Larry. Thanks, Larry, are you into barbecue, beer, and bourbon? Are those three things that you like?
Yes, I like them all.
All right. Well, you can see me. Our good friend. Well, I prefer you with clothes on. Our good friends at Chicago Culinary Kitchen are having a barbecue, beer, and bourbon class on the 12th. I'm sorry, December 13th. In the evening, class starts at 5:30. Can you and a guest make it, buddy?
I may be able to get that on my calendar for sure.
All right. Well, we're going to send you two tickets, brother, so hang on for that. It's open to everybody for $95. It's Tuesday, December 13th at 5:30. Doors open. Class starts at 6 sharp, 2391 North Hicks Road. Great holiday activity, great holiday gift. Each ticket, Larry, get this, buddy, you better take a colonic or like a fleet to get ready for this. Includes a generous portion of the following: Amish chicken, brisket, Mikeshka sausage, pulled porkage, St. Louis spare ribs, cornbread, F and mac and cheese, 18-hour pit beans, Mexican street corn, bread pudding with fireball caramel sauce, as well as three craft beer and bourbon pairings. You're
Yum.
Going, brother, okay?
And you're picking up the ticket for all this?
Yeah, you just won two tickets, all right?
Oh, my God, I'll send you five mice for free.
All right, thank you. Hang on and tell them which Mr. Floor Cleaning product you like, buddy. Hang on, brother. 312, happy holidays to you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Ron in Glen Ellen for Janelle. Iacino. Hey, Ron.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've got a woodpecker attacking my house, and I think it knows where ants are, and I'm wondering what to do to try and treat that.
Janelle?
Ooh, that's a... That'll happen. I talk about this all the time. Woodpeckers pecking on your house means you've got some bugs living in the siding. What's the outside of your house made of?
The outside's made of it's kind of like a stucco, drive-in.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're doing it just to get stuff for their nesting, or they know where bugs are.
They know where the bugs are.
They know where
that's
the bugs
what it
are.
Is. Okay. So we would come out and try to pinpoint exactly what species is behind the walls and try to get to the root of the problem. Have you ever seen ant activity at all, or termites or anything?
We had a chimney leak, and I got water behind the wall, so that may have triggered it. And we've seen ants in our bathroom for the last two springs.
Are they really tiny, or are they bigger ants?
Tiny at first, and last year we saw a few bigger ones.
Okay. It could be a carpenter ant situation. It's David's favorite, the blueberries with legs.
Do they look like blueberries with legs?
I don't think I could ignore it, because they're going to ruin my house.
Yeah, no. Those are wood-destroying insects. They don't eat wood like termites, but they chew through wood, which is just as structurally damaging.
And drywall.
Any cellulose-based material. So, Ron, we can come and take a look.
I think I need you.
Yeah, we should come and inspect.
Can't you just let the woodpecker in? That'll take care of the problem.
Anything. Right? You
know. Just let him in the house.
Let him in.
Yeah. And then how do you get rid of the woodpecker?
Well, let's not get specific.
You leave the door open. Maybe he flies in.
Here, call us at the office. Here, we got a texter here. I got to address this. Your show, listen to this, Ron. We got a 331 who's not happy, Ron. Your show could be great, but unfortunately, the answers from your guests are mostly often, call us at the office and we could talk off air, or we can send somebody out to look at it. How about giving an actual solution occasionally? Well, here, Ron, how is Janelle supposed to give you an actual solution?
I just did.
Without what? Yeah, what? Let him in.
Let him in.
No,
I think I suggest hire Janelle as a solution.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a better plan.
With many of our expertise here, we got to assess the situation. We have to physically look at it and see what's going on. We got to identify the species and then prescribe the right treatment.
And you will send somebody out to look at it to 100%. Identify the challenge and the solution to remedy the challenge. 331.
It's not a one size fit all kind of thing, you know? Like we customize everything we do because no two bug or rodent situations are ever going to be the same.
Something's going on here, Ron, because there's a lot of anger going on. I'm going to play a clip coming after the break of a caller that called into Lisa Dent Show fired on me. And I got somebody here wants Sean Compton to cancel us, which I kind of agree with on some weekends because some weekends are better than others. And then I got this guy over here, our gal, saying, yeah, every time we put something up there, we'll call you and come out to your house. Well, Igor, if you don't want to let the woodpecker peck on the inside of your house, Janelle's got to come out and figure out what the hell's going on.
That's right.
I was just trying to accommodate the 331, David.
Yeah,
that's where I was coming from.
I think that's the plan. What would you suggest I do next?
Hang on. After the call here, we're going to get your number, and then I'm going to contact you. We'll get one of my experts in touch with you directly.
And for other listeners who have woodpuckers. The woodpuckers are horrible. I mean, I'd rather much have a woodpecker than a woodpucker, because those woodpuckers, you should see what the woodpuckers eat.
You can see what they can do on ice.
Oh, forget about it. Those woodpuckers, that's another level. That's a whole nother show. Boy. That's another show that we can. All right, Ronnie, hang on, brother. We're going to get your information. For other listeners who have woodpecker and pucker problems, what number should they call?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote or assessment.
I've lost total control of the show.
We've had a handful of customers with woodpuckers.
Woodpuckers?
Yeah, and you know, being guys with ladders, they're crazy. They'll drive a family crazy inside a month.
Oh, yeah.
Those things on the outside. So obviously you got to get the bugs out first.
Obviously, but yeah.
Do they like want to peck on like cedar if you don't have a bug problem?
I used to live in Algonquin and our siding was made of cedar and they would do that. But we learned later on that it was because we had box elder bugs in the siding, underneath the siding.
Go ahead.
So Janelle, my next door neighbor has had a woodpecker problem too, like legitimately. And what he did is he actually went up to the roof and he threw a net down on the side of his house. And so the woodpecker couldn't make it through this netting.
Well, that was smart.
Right? And there you go. So if Ron is still listening, Ron, you know.
Yeah, deterrents work great, but really.
Until Janelle and her experts can come over to you, throw a net.
Climb up on your house with a 40-foot
ladder. That sounds like a lot of work.
In this windy, cold weather and throw a net over your house. What are you, out of your mind?
It worked for my neighbor. I don't know.
We've hung owls, snakes, pythons.
Yeah.
Any
kind of whirligig that's shiny or chimes.
I got a great story coming back.
But if a woodpucker's hungry,
if a woodpucker's
bugs right there,
it'll eat a woodpecker.
But no, I'll be able to get one of my experts out Monday for him. So it's really
not.
The net,
you know.
Yeah, forget the net. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back with Anthony, I think his name was, who was upset. He wasn't upset with my answer. When I was on Tony, I'm sorry, Aunt Tony, he was very upset. We're going to come back. I'm telling you, there's something in the water. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Then we're going to throw it over to Mr. Floor Igor Marak. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mr. Floor Igor Marak.
Commence operation vacuum suck.
If you're going to vacuum the floor, go ahead and do that, but use suction-only type vacs.
So you want to suck it out only?
Suction only.
Ironically, that was my high school band name, Suction Only.
She's gone from suck to blow.
There you go. It's kind of ironic you brought it up because I had flashbacks.
Can you give us a sample?
It certainly does suck.
It sucked.
Yeah, it sucked, but got a lot of fond memories. so let's not push it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I was on with Lisa Dent. Benny's pretty good at his job.
I can't stop laughing.
He doesn't miss anything. And I'm sure you're going to hear whatever the hell it was.
Whatever you came up
with. At a later date.
Yes.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I was on Lisa Dent's show. Lisa Dent and I were talking about how inflation is impacting people's buying decisions. And I told the story about how I placed an order for another car, the same car I've been driving for the past 10-plus years. Same color, same everything. And, you know, if they add any bells and whistles to the package that I normally buy, whatever it is, just go. Because I hate picking things, right? And then I couldn't get the guy to tell me how much the car was going to cost me. And so this is Anthony. I called in, so I explained that instead of leasing the car, I was going to buy the car that I was leasing. And Anthony took objection to that. Play it, Benny.
Will you take a few calls?
Bring it on, baby.
Okay. Tony, what's your question for David Hochberg?
I've been telling people this for years. I own a small shop, and I also deal with a lot of dealerships. And I've been telling people, you know, don't even bother to lease a car.
Okay,
you're going to pay for this thing for 4 years or more, and then you're going to pay for all the maintenance and repairs, oil changes, brakes, you name it, and then you're going to turn it in, and for every little scratch or nick on it, they're going to charge you for this. Why do you do that?
Because
buy the car, drive the car, and then when it's done, just you know, again, these cars nowadays last 15 to 20 years.
Okay. Tony, I respect your decision. My accountant said to lease it, and that's why Baskin Robbins has 31 flavors. Some people like marshmallows and nuts in their ice cream, and some people don't. I don't know what to tell you, Tony. I mean, okay, so Tony wants people to buy cars, so buy cars. My accountant says it's good for me to lease it, so I lease it. So there you go. Okay.
31 flavors there.
I got three people. Yeah. It's the holiday season, for God's sake. We got light festivals going on downtown. And we got one guy wants his cancel. The other guy say, yeah, everybody come out to your house and talk about it in greater detail. And Tony's upset that I'm leasing cars. He'd be really upset because I only leased it for 3 years instead of four. I don't want to push him over on that one. So 312-981-7200. Happy holidays, everybody.
There you go.
Igor, let's talk about humidity going into the break. Make sure our listeners, as Rob was talking about, that their homes are safe for fire season.
Yeah.
You have to prepare your home for the winter because it will do damage to your floors if you're not properly, I'm sure that's going to be on a rejoin, properly preparing it for the winter, especially if you have hardwood floors.
Especially if you have hardwood floors, David. You know, we talk about this a lot, and, you know, starting out this time of the year, the heating systems are running, they're pumping hot air into the home.
Drying out your home.
Everything is drying out, including wood floors. And as we know, wood floors are, you know, your wood floor is made up of individual pieces of floor planks, right? And so as each individual plank loses surface area, there's a small little gap that develops, which grows over the heating winter season and can develop into a fairly good sized gap if you're not adding extra humidification into the space. And so that's what we need to talk about, because right now is the time to check your HVAC system. Get somebody in if it's not working properly. Make sure the humidistat is on and running. And I would almost say max it out. You're never going to achieve that 50 or 60% setting that it has on that humidistat, because the heating system will negate that as it runs.
And constantly dries it.
And the colder it is outside, David, the more that heating system runs, the bigger the gaps. And even though, you know, we talk about this on the show all the time, we acclimate all of our flooring before we install it. It doesn't matter. If you're going to create a hostile environment, 15, 18% relative humidity in your home, that floor is going to shrink. Your cabinets are going to shrink. Your crown molding is going to shrink.
It happened in my home last year.
There you go.
It was the first winter that we were in for the full winter.
Yeah.
I went down. I called Dykstra. I'm like, I had him on the phone with the FaceTime. I'm like, Rich, I don't know what I'm doing down here.
Yeah.
He's like, turn that knob, turn that knob, turn that knob. I'm like, great. Problem is, I had one of the humidifiers going. I didn't have the other one that handled upstairs and handled the other side of my house. Okay, so I've got three humidifiers, okay, because of the area.
You have three zones.
I've got three zones. Right. I had one zone going, and I couldn't imagine why. I was at 18 to 21% humidity on my smart thermostat, and my floors shrunk up.
So you know what the minimum requirement is for winter in Chicago?
What's that?
Okay, the minimum relative humidity requirement for everyone listening is 30%.
Okay.
So if you're under 30%,
I get a badge.
You absolutely have to expect contraction of anything wood fibrous in your home.
Check that box.
Right?
Okay. It happened in my house.
If you're at 18, you are significantly below that minimum 30, and you're going to shrink. And there's a calculation. You can actually do the math on it. There's what's called a coefficient of change, if you want to get technical, and you can figure out how much you're going to shrink.
Hold that thought, yep. Mr. Mathematician, going coefficient of change.
You know you love it.
This guy's got bats over here in his house to eat mosquitoes, and Janelle's like talking about killing mice, and now we're running numbers.
Yeah, the coefficient thing, it's not very layman.
Coefficient to change.
Friendly.
You just put Kevin all right, Wills, you know, to sleep. He's like, I was ready to go with the news. Coefficient of change.
Yeah,
Kevin's like, I don't know. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. We're going to throw it over to Kevin in the newsroom after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. If I haven't told you, haven't mentioned it yet, I am hosting this coming Friday, Black Friday, for Bob Surratt from 6 to 10. Andy Mazur will be in the sports booth with me, so I'm excited about that. We got a great show planned for everybody that's going to be going out and loading up their credit cards on Black Friday. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mimi in Arlington Heights, you have a question about your hardwood floors before you go on vacation for Igor. Thank you for calling, Mimi.
Thank you. And I'm sorry about the loss of your friend.
Yeah, thank you for that. Very kind of you. Thank
you. I have a home in Wisconsin that I'll leave there for, I mean, it's a second home. And when I'm not going to be there, I turn the heat down as low as I can. And it's hardwood floors. What is a safe temperature to turn it down to? Right now I do it at 45.
So you turn the temperature down to 45. So we have a two-prong challenge here for you, for Mimi in Arlington Heights. She's got the temperature down to 45, which most of our experts here will tell you that's too low.
It is. Yeah.
And that's going to negatively impact the humidity level, obviously, because there's no heat
right,
coming in.
Right, that's what I was just listening to you concerned about.
How old is the house, Mimi?
Oh, it's old. But it was redone, but originally, it was probably 80 years old.
Do you have a smart thermostat that tells you the humidity?
I do.
Okay. All right, Igor, your dime, your dance floor, buddy.
All right. So, Mimi, thank you for calling. This is actually a question that comes up very, very often. You know, people are snowbirding. They're moving around. 6 months, they're in Florida. I will tell you from and certainly I would suggest you talk to Rich Dykstra and his fine team over at Dykstra HVAC. But from a wood flooring perspective, the industry and we at Mr. Floors strongly recommend not to allow your thermostat to go below 60 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the sweet spot for wood flooring in the Chicagoland area and probably pretty much the Midwest is between 60 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit in interior temperature and between 30 and 50% relative humidity. That is the sweet spot year round. That is what we're all trying to achieve, and that's where we want to be.
Where's your house located in Wisconsin? Where's your second home located?
Lake Geneva.
Okay. Is it close to that beautiful lake up there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so
Not on the lake, but I have a wonderful view of the lake.
Yeah. All right, so from Arlington Heights, you're about an hour and 15 minutes, depending upon traffic.
Exactly. Good for you.
You're not just a pretty face.
It's not like I'm barricaded in Northbrook, for God's sake. So I get out a little bit. Mimi's like, yeah, hey, you know, it's in the Bay of Brown.
Yeah.
You go up 94 to 50, hook a Louie, and just go until you hit the lake.
Way.
Right. So, but a lot of our listeners have second homes in Wisconsin that they enjoy the lake and they don't go up there for the winters, whatever reason. Mimi setting her thermostat. What the hell's going on with my tongue today?
I'm not sure.
Is setting her thermostat
That's a little low. That's way too low.
It is too low. It is low. It's low from a flooring perspective. It may be low from a just an overall health of your home perspective,
sure.
too, because you've got...
Oh, you're right.
You know, so... I would say maybe consult with an HVAC professional. Somebody like Rich Dykstra would be an absolute a perfect person for you to speak with. But again, from a flooring perspective, 60 is the minimum you should be setting that thermostat
at.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do, Mimi. We're going to put you on hold. Jack's going to send me your information. I'm going to send it to Rich Dykstra, Sr.
Okay. Thank you.
He's sitting at home doing nothing right now.
He's listening to us. What do you mean?
He's like, his wife is blending his dinner. He's like,
oh my goodness. No.
That's what Rich is doing right now. He's like, I can't hunt any chipmunks, so now I got to wait. Got to wait till April. I got to clean my gun and just drink my shake. So I'm going to
He's admiring his wooden floors.
For sure. So here's what's going to happen, Mimi. I'm going to text him your name and number so he could answer all your questions and give you advice on where you should set your second home.
Thank you.
Okay?
Oh, great.
Okay. Yeah, and one more thing, Mimi. So talk to Rich when you speak with him. Talk to him not only about the temperature, but how to properly set your humidistat. That's actually more important for us, again, from a flooring perspective, to make sure that your humidistat is set to a proper a humidification range, because if you allow that humidifier to sort of drop that humidity below 30%, that will also cause issues where the floor will begin to shrink and contract. So you want to make sure that not only your temperature is correct, but that your humidification is proper as well.
Okay, very good to know. Thank you so much.
And as a man, I could speak in confidence about this. Shrinking and cracking is not a good thing. I'm just making a general statement, right, Ben? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Mimi, hang on. We're going to get your information, send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. All WGN listeners that go to MrFloor.com and place an order and put promo code
WGN,
get a discount on their first order.
Absolutely.
And I cannot think of any better holiday gift than a cleaning product gift basket. With a mop, yeah. A microfiber that I have mop, which is fantastic.
You love it. I know you do.
I know it's not the shiny little thing in the jewelry box or the car keys or the coat or the necklace or whatever. This is a practical thing.
It's a practical gift that
will keep on giving.
Absolutely. And for everybody listening, my recommendation would be if you are looking to try our products, certainly go to MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN. We offer a really, really nice deep cleaning kit, David, which contains the mop, contains a couple of extra mop pads.
I've got it.
The one, right, with our cleaning solution. It's a great little gift. We have a lot of clients that will actually buy that and ship it. You know, we ship nationally, David. We have clients coast to coast. And so all these products can be shipped, all over. It's a nice little gift, and we'll send it out usually within 24 hours of receiving that order, and it goes right out, and it's a nice little holiday gift.
And it's a little reminder to your daughter-in-law, who's a slob, who hasn't cleaned up with that house you're going to. You might want to pre-drop that before you go and do a little hint. Hey, sweetheart, here's a little mop to, you know, do a little cleaning around the house and get my son, his fat rear end, off the couch and have him help you, because it's not all on you. He just likes those little dust bunnies banging up against the cupboard.
David, we're not trying to start or stir any inter-family conflict here. We're just looking to make sure people maintain their wood floors properly.
Leave the stirring to the mice.
I like to mix it up a little bit. Come on, shake and bake, baby. 312-981-7200. My good friend, retired chief of Buffalo Grove Police, Steve Cass Stevens, sending me a text message that I'll read after these messages. I might have to alter it a little bit because he's kind of dull with his text messages. 312-981, got to liven it up a little bit. You know, he's got a lot of time on his hands sitting at home now, looking at the Price is Right and having his parge drip down his lips. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just dip that pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're doing the Vest-a-thon coming up in February to honor and the fallen police officers of the city of Chicago, so less die due to gunshots. We're helping them buy replacement vests because the city is so screwed up and doesn't support their men and women in blue. You could go to Coffee for Cause and buy coffee. It's roast to order coffee and tea. You could go there and click on the behind the vest logo, coffeeforcause.com, coffeeforcause.com. We're enjoying the delicious cups of coffee in studio every week. And if you click on the Vestathon, a portion of your order for your home or business will go towards the Vestathon. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Retired Chief of Police from Buffalo Grove, Chief Cass Stevens, Steve Cass Stevens, not to be mixed up with Michael Cass Stevens, who is a lot higher, more prestigious police officer than Steve Cass Stevens. Okay. He tried to reach that level of a guy named Mike. Same last name, no relation, but it's kind of late now after 40-some years in the police field. He didn't catch up to Mike, but that's fine. He did a great job. Your show is terrific, according to retired Chief Steve Cass Stevens.
Excellent.
Tell the complainers to go complain somewhere else. This is a man with a gun. Also, I was very pleased with the results from Rose Pest Control.
Oh, yay!
On our home, they got rid of my mouse challenge.
It was a challenge. I remember. I remember talking to his
because he's a sloppy eater, Steve Kiss Stevens. I've said that. You go to lunch with him, you get the windshield because it comes right at you. He eats and talks, right? Now, sometimes when you're talking, while you're having lunch with somebody, you stop eating and then you tell what you want. Let the other person, you take a breath, you put a fork in your mouth. Maybe the other person picks up. Maybe you just take a quiet pause. Steve keeps going. It's like feeding, you know that gold rush, right? On Discover where, you know where the front end loader just puts the payload in the screening machine and then they just keep coming. That's Steve Cass Steven. He's going, oh, yeah, what about this? Yeah, I got that. Hold on. It's unbelievable. You kind of almost need to have like a YMCA close by that you could get a hose off or something. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got Colleen in Huntley. How are you, Colleen?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Yeah, I have engineered wood. I'm on a slab, have engineered wood. Is that affected by heat and humidity?
The short answer is it is. It's a little bit less affected by heat and humidity swings. But, you know, engineered floors are designed, by definition, to be much more dimensionally stable. And you do have a moisture barrier underneath them that's sitting on top of that concrete slab. But still, you know, topical lack of moisture, topical heat, or the lack thereof of either one year-round could definitely cause them to expand and contract more than they should, you know, than they really would need to.
Is that Pergo? Is that what engineered floors are? Is that another different product?
No, it's not Pergo.
Yeah, so what she has, David, is basically it's what you have in your home, which is a solid floor. No, it's a solid wood floor.
Yeah.
But hers is a slice of that veneer
on top.
Off the top.
Oh, yeah.
That's laminated onto a plywood or some sort of a other backer.
Got it. And I've seen those have bubbles in them at times because it comes away from the wood.
So you're talking about delamination?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's one of the concerns that we have is that
you dry it out.
Well, typically, either you can have what's referred to as dry cupping. We actually talk about that on our website, David. Dry cupping is where the floor almost looks like it's been water damaged. The edges curl upward, and actually on an engineered floor, that means that it's just too dry in the home. So if anybody listening, you know, if you have you know, literally almost like a washboard effect going on, where the edges of each plank have lifted up. It's because the top veneer is actually drier or more dry than the core, and then the veneer literally peels off or starts to peel off that core. So very, very important. That's a that's a sign that it's too dry in the home.
Does that make sense, Colleen?
Yeah, it does. I don't have any of that. I do have gaps, but I don't think it's humidity as much as it is just that the wood, it's moved.
Yeah, I mean, generally gaps could be, it could be an installation issue, it could be an acclimation issue, depending on how long ago your floors were installed. You know, all of that plays into dimensional stability and how stable these floors are year-round. But environmental conditions are critically important, so keep an eye on the humidity and the temperatures. We've said earlier on in the show, 30 to 50% relative humidity year-round and 60 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit in the home, interior temperature.
Make sense, Colleen?
I do that. Okay, it does, and thank you very much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. You have a cleaning product for engineered floors.
Absolutely. It's actually the same one as our hardwood, regular hardwood floor, solid hardwood.
Which MegaPros Joe loved. He said it was the best cleaning product around. Hang on, Colleen. Rob, when we come back, we got Alan in Rockford with water stains on wood floors. I want you, if you could, break down what a chimney inspection entails. When your guys get there from knocking on the front door to setting up the tarps, walk me through a whole full-blown chimney inspection, what you guys look for, how you set up after the break. And Janelle, I want you to talk about the book. Books for Buckets, which is really her side gig. As Kindle for her fake fireplace, which we won't go into because she's supposed to be getting books for kids and she's giving out
side hustle
Western.
To change the world is more like it.
Okay, here we go. So I want you to walk us through that before we go on over to the change in the world bug girl over there. 312-98, and then we'll get to Alan in Rockford with his water stain. So, Alan, I promise we will get to you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Rob, knock on the door. Lineman's here. Walk us through the front door.
Sure. We will come in. We'll grab some drop cloths. We'll cover the area in front of your fireplace. We'll bring in some equipment. Put the ladders up outside, get them safely secured down. And the things we want to look for all the things that you can see as a homeowner, the firebox area, make sure that everything's intact there, that you're meeting clearance to combustibles. You don't have anything weird hanging by the fireplace that's too close. So we check those clearances. And then we take a look up on the roof, make sure that the flashing is sealed properly, the chimney is well tuck pointed, the top of the chimney is not letting water leak in, like the one collar head that got the ants.
Sure.
That happens a lot, and you know, there's not a lot of people on your roof, so we kind of take a look around up there, make sure everything is looking the way that it should.
Could be some raccoons, could be some squirrels that cause some damage that you don't even know about.
Sure, that happens. It happens fast. So they're chewing in there, and can make a hole and get in the house, and then you got little critters in the house too.
How about the firebox and the chimney? What type of inspection does that go through?
So that we'll do with a visual inspection with our eyes, what we can see with a flashlight. We'll either open up the damper wide enough, look inside the smoke chamber. So above the damper that opens up, there's a tapered area that goes up to what you call the flue. About at the point the flue starts, we can't see anything with a flashlight. So then we need a video camera. So what we do is we attach a little camera on the end of a rod, and we put it up and spin it around each of these clay flue tiles. Up the flue to make sure that none of those tiles are cracked or none of the mortar joints that hold these tiles together are missing.
Okay.
If that's the case, they need to be repaired. So, that's really where most of the issues come up is the area that is often missed in home inspections. You can't see it.
Sure.
You know, if there's a crack in the firebox, a homeowner's like, that doesn't look good. And, they give us a call. But a lot of times the stuff that you can't see are the most dangerous pieces, and that's where we got to get a camera to go get up there and look.
How often do you recommend a chimney inspection?
Annual inspection is the recommendation from, you know, the National Fire Protection Agency. Annual. Even if you're not burning, you should have it inspected. You might not need it to be cleaned, but similar to, you know, a furnace, air conditioner, it's something that you should regularly maintain.
And what's the investment to get a chimney inspected?
$299 is the cleaning cost, and I think $199 is the inspection cost.
So if they go out for $199 to do the inspection and you need a cleaning, you just add another $100, right. Or is it just...
Yeah,
is
it, add it on top of that.
Yeah. So you might have an inspection, might not need a cleaning.
Often that's the case. But, okay. But things change. You know, Chicago winters are brutal. So, yeah. You know, what you have going on up there is a freezing and thawing all winter long. The bricks, they absorb water. So on days like today when it got cold, it was wet a couple days ago, they're going to pop and things are going to happen on the inside. And then you have, you know, the Uncle Jim that comes by on Thanksgiving and is stoking the fireplace and throwing wrapping paper in there. And
watch this, kids!
Issues can happen. You know, and really what you're looking at is the tiles on the inside of the chimney are your first line of defense to protect your home. Since the 60s, there was a big study that was done. They used to be lined with brick. Now they're lined with clay flue tiles, and those need to be maintained and not abused so they can, you know, do what they're supposed to do, and that's protect your home from the elements.
Yeah. Typical house, different homes, different size chimneys. Some homes have multiple chimneys because they have multiple fireplaces. But your typical 2,500-square-foot house built in between 1960 and 1980 or 1920 and 1980, your Chicago bungalow, your suburban split-level house that has a fireplace, how long does it take to do from start to finish, from when the truck pulls up to just do the inspection till the truck takes off?
We usually take about 3 hours. We set a three-hour window to do it. You know, we want to get there and make sure that we look at everything, answer the questions. You know, sometimes if work needs to be done, people don't know a lot about fireplaces. So, you know, the gentleman that's there would have to educate them and talk to them and say, here's the options. This is what we see. You know, should we fix it? Should we not? Should we wait? So we want to make sure that we carve out enough time so we can have a conversation for something that might be new to the customer that we do every day.
Last question before the break. Your crew comes out, does the inspection. Homeowner doesn't know that they need a cleaning. Is it the same crew that came out to do the inspection that could then double up and do the cleaning, or do you have to tear it down and send out another crew to do the cleaning?
Same guy. Usually we would come to the house and would be prepared to do the cleaning and some minor repairs. If you needed a cap, we tend to stock the trucks with all the, you know, regular things that seem to come up. But if there was an extensive repair, we'd have to reschedule an appointment, and usually that's a half a day or a full day job. We'd send a crew out that would make the major repairs.
Knock it out in a day.
Yeah.
Your website and phone number for listeners want to reach out to get more information about the services that you and your team provide our listeners.
Cleanfireplace.com. You can schedule an appointment online there, or 847-918-7994.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to jump to Alan in Rockford, who's got water stain questions for you. And I promise Janelle's going to talk about her book.
Books for Buckets.
Very, yeah. She's very excited to get
her medication is obviously wearing off 17 minutes early. But and we usually have to give her some food when she takes it, Rob, so watch out. We'll take care of Alan in Rockford because he's been waiting on hold for 21 minutes, so we'll take care of him.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you the opportunity to promote what you guys at Rosemont,
fifth season, Books for Buckets.
All right, in coordination with the Northwestern University.
And Bernie's Book Bank.
Basketball team.
Yeah.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. For all you Notre Dame fighting Irish fans, looks like your team won real close game, 44-0. So congratulations to the Fighting Irish. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We wanted to talk about your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any hesidu. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about hesidu?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The moment you trip up on anything, Rob, we will capture it and we will just play it back every time you come on.
Oh no.
Yes. Don't worry about it.
I agree too.
We got some good nuggets that you don't even know about. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Alan in Rockford, you have water stains on your wood floors. Igor, it sounds like a personal problem. Go ahead, Alan.
Hello. How do we do this?
How do you do this? You explain to Igor how...
Okay, never mind. I don't have staining on my floors. A laundry tub overflowed. My daughter let it go for a little while. And I have cupping, actually.
Aha. Oh. Too much moisture.
Yeah. Cupping, yes.
Do you service Rockford?
We don't specifically service Rockford, but...
you could give them some advice?
Potentially, yeah. So you said it's a tub that overflowed? Was it was the floor completely submerged?
Yeah, a laundry sink, actually. Oh, the whole first floor is hardwood.
Okay.
And in that area, it got a little bit more moisture.
How old is your daughter?
Too old to be spanked.
Ever.
Okay, that wasn't... All right,
that's not where you were going with
a little more information that I like, but okay.
Whatever, she's like 23 now.
Okay, so she's old enough to pay for the repairs.
Igor, that's where I figured you were going.
That's where I was going. Yeah, I wasn't going in the spanking thing. But okay, that's...
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. If you're into that, then that's totally cool. But so we've got a cupping problem that a 20-some-year-old young lady made the mistake, forgot to turn the water off, and plugged up the utility water. Sink, and now we've got water, and we got water damage.
All right, so a couple of questions. Number one, do you know if the floor was fully submerged or if it was just water sitting on the surface a little bit?
It probably got a little bit submerged.
Okay. And do you happen to have a basement in your home or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that is because if the floor was fully submerged and you have a basement, there's a chance that your floor may be saved, and that is that water, especially in an older home, would actually run straight through that floor. Yeah. It would get the floor wet. It would get the subfloor wet, but it wouldn't pool. In other words, that water would continue to sort of drip down in the basement. Did you happen to see a puddle of water in the basement?
No.
You did not.
That's not good.
That's not good. So
that's in the wall. That's in the floor.
It's in the floor ceiling construction.
That's in the floor.
Uh-oh. Congratulations, Alan. This is getting worse.
Well, all right. So let's ask the next question. Is your basement ceiling a finished basement ceiling?
No, it is not. Basement is not finished.
Not finished. But you saw no water on the floor. So the question is, where did that water go? And is that water still possibly locked in that subfloor, causing the cupping? And the reason I say that is because one of the first things we tell all of our clients when we get this type of call is, you know, don't rush to start ripping floors apart. If that moisture can be removed, extracted, if the floor could be dried, there's a very good chance that cupping can actually relax to the point where you don't have to really do much to that floor. It could remedy itself, so to speak. That's why I'm sort of asking you some of these questions to see if, you know, that may be the case for you.
Well, I'm hoping the cupping goes down.
Did you happen to put a fan on the floor when it all happened?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Dry it all out.
And how long ago did it happen now?
About 7 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's so fresh.
Pretty early on. I would say put
pretty
the fan...
Fresh. Yeah, fresh.
Yeah, I would say put the fan back on. If you can, turn the heat up just a little bit in the home. And if you have a dehumidifier, although this time of the year you probably don't need it because the heat will dry everything out on its own, as long as the water has been extracted, I would say 7 days. We usually say 2 to 3 weeks before we even come out to evaluate. So I would say put a fan on it, keep an eye on it, and you know give us a call at our office. You know, if you have, you know, if it gets worse or better, you know, I'll try to walk you through a little bit more. You know, some remedial things that you can do on your own and see if we could help you save your floor.
I'd set up a chair in the laundry room and put your daughter's rear end there for the next 7 days with the hydrometer. What's the
hydrometer?
Thermohygrometer.
Thermohygrometer. And just have her zap that floor until that hurts the germogrometer goes down.
Listen, she obviously didn't do it on purpose.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's her fault. She's down there. No turkey for her there, Alan.
Okay.
All right, hang on, buddy. We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. This is what this show is all about.
We try.
Helping out our listeners overcome challenges that their grown kids cause them. 312-981-7200. Books for Buckets. Janelle Iacino, the official spokesperson, woman, bug lady. What's going on here? What is it? I saw a bunch of posts on social media.
Yes.
This is a big initiative of Rose Pest Solutions.
It is.
You created it
with
Northwestern Basketball, Northwestern Sports.
Yep.
Well, go ahead. Explain.
So Books for Buckets is a donation program. Well, it's kind of multifaceted, but every Thanksgiving for giving season, and as people are pulling out decorations from their attics or out from the basements, we're telling folks, keep your eyes peeled for unused children's books that you might have lying around so that you can donate them to us. Rose's locations in Chicago, in Wicker Park, in Northfield, Wheeling, Lombard, they're all official Bernie's Book Bank children's book donation spots. We all have bins, and we want you to come bring those unused children's books to us so that we can distribute them through Bernie's Book Bank, which is an amazing facility in Lake Bluff. If you've never heard of them, please Google them. They're doing God's work. They're putting physical books in the hands of kids all over Chicagoland who are underserved, who have no children's book libraries,
whose parents can't afford to buy books.
Yes, and so, and statistically, if you get a physical book in a child's hand before the age of 5, you're unlocking so many opportunities for them to succeed in life than kids who do not grow up with physical books in the house. So during giving season this month through November 30th, donate children's books, and we're giving away Northwestern men's basketball tickets in exchange for your donations.
There you go. Where are the locations again?
Chicago on North Avenue. So, and all this is on, if you Google Books for Buckets, you'll see all the locations listings. But
do they get free tickets? I thought I saw something about tickets to Northwestern basketball.
For every 8 books donated, we're giving one ticket away for free. So
men's or women's basketball?
Men's basketball.
Men's basketball.
At the beautiful Welsh Ryan Arena.
Beautiful stadium.
Beautiful stadium.
They renovated.
It is
gorgeous.
Absolutely phenomenal what Northwestern Sports did, the program for that Welsh Ryan Arena.
Yeah.
They completely revolutionized that space there.
So it's gorgeous. If you guys haven't seen it, you got to get there. And this is one way you can do that.
Fantastic place to see a basketball game.
Oh,
it
really is. Definitely.
Especially if you could bring 6 books lying around
Eight books.
Well, you come to Team Hochberg for 6 books. I don't know what we'll do. The locations again before we hit the break?
Yep. Rose's offices in Chicago, Northfield, Wheeling, and Lombard are accepting children's book donations up to 6th grade reading level.
Okay.
All year round, actually. So if you don't make it by November 30th, that's okay. You can still donate the books. We just give the tickets away through November 30th.
Right. And if you don't want the tickets, you can still drop the books off.
Absolutely. Okay. We're happy to take them.
And this is a passion of yours. This is your initiative that you dreamed up and have been doing for 5 years now.
Yes, I actually grew up hanging out at the library. I was a nerd. But honestly, what motivated me was the Book It Club. And I don't know if listeners remember that in Chicago, but literally, like, the fact that I could read books and then go behind the scenes in a Pizza Hut and make my own personal pan pizza motivated me to keep reading books. And so with Books for Buckets, we've got a reading contest that takes place every February as well. So in November, we do the book donation program. And then in February, we do a reading program for any kid anywhere to participate in. And for levels of books that they read, local businesses like Culver's, Chick-fil-A, Bob's Pizza, they're all contributing prizes to different levels of books read. So,
in true Joe Hogle fashion, nice job.
Thanks.
That's what Joe would say. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got 3 text messages that came in, one with humidifier, one with mice challenges, and Maria in Highland Park's got a question about hardwood floors she installed in 2019. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. This is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Text from 630. Website for Lindemann if I want to schedule a Chimney inspection.
Cleanfireplace.com.
Can't get any easier than that. Cleanfireplace.com. $199 for an inspection, $299 inspection and cleaning.
See.
See.
Yes.
See.
Ah, I'm a Spanish teacher. I'm learning Spanish.
Or Italian.
I don't know why. Yeah. Both.
And Rosetta Stone spokesperson, Rob Lindemann. I had mice coming out, 815. I had mice coming out of the control panel of my stove.
Oh.
Oh my God.
We had so many mice last year that they seem to be everywhere and absolutely terrorizing me. Is it best to put bait outside the house? I would freaking move.
No, the solution is seal the hole behind the stove that they're using as an access highway into the house. You know, there's a lot of utility companies that'll put wires in, cable, you know, electricity. You can see the wires coming out of the house, and sometimes they'll drill a hole that's way too big for that wire. You got to get some stuff, get some copper wire mesh in there, get some stuff it in there, plug up those holes that they're using for access before choosing a poison to put around. That's my personal opinion.
Or call me. I'll get your realtor number. 312-981-7200-708. Good afternoon. I got a question. Two of my humidifiers, that is, on my furnace, discharge out approximately 10 gallons of water per day that I catch in a container, but I am not getting any added humidity to my main floor. What should I do? From Dan, I am on a fixed income senior, and I do not have a whole lot of money. Please advise. Dykstra, I know, is listening, so please give me a call, Rich. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Give me a call. Rich Dykstra has a question for you. Of course, you know this is coming. Ask Janelle if chipmunks hibernate or do I have to keep putting traps down?
Chipmunks do not hibernate, but they will create cozy little dens in places around the foundation, maybe in your garage. I think... He just wants to sit there with his gun, doesn't he?
He just wants to walk around with the shotgun still popping.
Exactly. You know why he's asking.
I know why he's asking. He wants a green light to go to his wife. Janelle said, I got to keep the shotgun out, sweetheart.
It's that they will not, they won't die in the winter. They won't go away. They're going to be there. They're foraging woodland creatures. Rich, I'm sorry. You're going to have to battle these things into the cold months. But with the snow on the ground, you can at least see their tracks and where they're getting in and where they're hanging out. So
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you haven't told you yet, I'm hosting this coming Friday, Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Big show planned. 847 Maria in Highland Park. I'm going to throw it out there. Let's hit the break, reset, and then have you answer on the other side. For Mr. Floor, 3/4-inch oak installed in 2009. So it's been down there for a little bit.
Yep.
Didn't dry in home enough before it was installed, so it buckled slightly after installation, which would never happen with your wood.
Not with our acclimated wood.
We'll talk about that after the break. So like little waves happens in humid months, not as bad in the winter. Any fix that you know of for this short rip or rip it all out? So is there any fix for wood that wasn't acclimated properly? It was probably done by an old school guy that took the truck, dropped the wood off, waited a couple of weeks, came back and laid it without checking anything. Because if you put it in the house, it modifies and adjusts to the home's humidity, which you will talk about more after the break. And, of course, Rich Dykstra's on the phone. But we'll talk about Maria's challenge, and then we'll talk about the senior's humidity challenge. Because I want to we like helping our listeners, and this is a senior on a fixed income, according to the 708. So I want to get this guy or gal's answer, question answered, but I want to finish up with you after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home to Home Chicago at 720 WGM. How do they get rid of chipmunks?
Joe has had some success.
No, I'm not going to come across as the number one chipmunk killer on the show.
That's Dykstra.
That's Dykstra. The only way to effectively get rid of these things is to trap them.
Acorns in the trap.
Peanut butter and a
peanut butter.
First, Eddie, he usually eats these things.
I would go for the owl or the hawk.
Well, those are always the best.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Joe and I were starting a falconry business before he passed away unexpectedly. It was his money and my idea. Those are the best ideas. Those are the best businesses. Yeah. My ideas and somebody else's money. 312-981-7200. And I will tell you this. I'm pissed at Joe because we had breakfast the week before he passed away, and I picked up the bill. And I'm like, you'll get the next one. He's like, okay, Dave, I'll get the next one. So he stiffed me out of a breakfast. Not only did he die on me, which is horrible, I lost one of my best friends, but he then stiffed me for a breakfast, which is unacceptable. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And anybody's got a problem with that, if you know Joe Hogal and MegaPros Joe, you would know he's laughing right now, looking down, saying, you're right. Marie in Highland Park, three-quarter-inch oak floors installed in 2009. The wood wasn't dry enough before it was installed, buckled slightly after it installation. So it looks like little waves in the wood.
Yeah.
What can she do to remedy this?
Not much, to be honest. I mean,
she's stuck.
What you would say is sell the house and
sell
move.
Sell the house.
I mean, that's, you know.
Or just rip it out.
Well, she can replace it for sure. But, it, you know, acclimation, we talk about it on the show ad nauseum. I mean, we're talking about it
what
all the
time. What do you do with the wood as opposed to just dropping it off? Because that's the old school way.
Yeah.
Truck comes, we're dropping the wood off. It's going to stay in a pile for at least a week or two to so it could blend into the house's humidity. You don't play that game.
We really don't, David, because just because you've dropped off that wood in somebody's living room doesn't mean you're acclimating that material. Acclimation has to do with controlled environment, a controlled level of relative humidity, moisture content, temperature. So we actually have, in our facility, we actually have, in essence, a large humidor where we bring product in and we do acclimate it, legitimately acclimate the material so that when it arrives, it's ready for installation right away, as long as the home is ready to receive it. And so our staff comes out. We check using all the equipment that we have.
Hydrogrometer, thermohygrometer.
Thermohygrometers, moisture meters, you know, the whole nine yards.
Wait, is that also where you smoke cigars in your facility?
Ooh. You can store cigars in our facility. But, you know, so in her particular case, if all they did was just drop it off, they probably didn't acclimate it.
It's nobody damaged checked. For good.
Yeah, nobody checked anything, and now it's gonna have a hard time. Yeah, and it sounds like it's had a hard time.
Is it a tear-out situation, or is there any type of remedy you could help our friend in Highland Park?
If the floor is dry, which I suspect at this point it is, it can possibly be sanded flat.
Okay.
And it possibly would remain that way, but certain conditions would have to be checked.
Well, you could get out to visit our friend Maria in Highland Park.
Yeah.
Okay. And if our listeners want to reach out, what's the best note?
Give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com.
Like we do on every show, we like to help all of our listeners out. Rich Dykstra Sr., how are you? Did I bring Rich up? Is Rich up? Rich Dykstra Sr., how are you?
I'm just fine, David.
You sounded better on hold. But 708, good afternoon. I've got a question. Two of my humidifiers that are on my furnace discharges out approximately 10 gallons of water per day that this listener catches in containers, but not getting any added humidity on the floor where the humidifiers are. This is a guy by the name of Dan. He's on a fixed income. He's a senior, and he doesn't have a lot of money. What can you do to help our friend Danny out?
Well, Dan has to let the heat run a little bit more. We're just starting up the heating season now, so everything is dried out. The humidifiers will have to run probably for a couple weeks yet, and his humidity level will come up, guaranteed.
But 10 gallons of water on the 10 gallons of water a day, is that normal?
Usually it's higher than that. April air will go as high as 18 gallons a day.
All right, so this is something you might want to check this out for our listener, Dan, who's on a fixed income. Who is?
You bet.
Okay, well, we'll get you his name and number. And if you could send out a truck, that would be great.
I'll go out there and take a look at it, David.
Okay, good. You guys
in between hunting chipmunks.
Right.
Between hunting chipmunks.
Yeah. Right, and drinking a shake in the morning.
I had buggers run across my pool cover today. I thought they were sleeping.
Hold on. Dude, if you blow a hole in your pool cover, that would be awesome.
I got a new liner. I'm not going to put a hole in it.
No, I challenge you to shoot a chipmunk that's running on full blast across your new pool cover. That's a challenge.
I'm telling you, he needs an owl.
And if Joe was here, he would bet you that you couldn't do it. And I would be there saying, "I know Rich could," and we'd go back and
I
forth.
Could do it.
I would. I'm in your. Joe would say there's no shot. Rich has got the aim and the speed. As he's getting older, he's losing some flexibility in his finger. Joe would say you never would be able to knock that chipmunk off, and I'd be in your corner saying you could.
I can do it.
All right. Without poking a hole in your new cover.
without poking a hole in the new cover.
Okay. I'd like a video on that.
That's a challenge.
Yeah. By 5 o'clock tomorrow.
You might get stuck in the snow, so to make it easier.
All right, love you, buddy. If our listeners want to reach out to get information, if they're having similar challenges as our friend Dan and the 708 senior on a fixed income, how do they reach you?
WGNHeatingGuide.com or 1-800-421-3220.
All right, brother. Talk to you later, man. Happy holidays. And you'll be in next weekend, I think, right?
You bet. All right. I'll be there.
Love you, Rich. Take care, buddy. 312-981-72. Joe always said, love you.
Yep.
And ever since I called my friends and I said one of my best friends died. I just want to let you know how much I love you.
Aww.
And you're a good friend. And we don't say that as men because women do it all the time. And men, it's weird. And I'm over that just because my friend Joe and, you know, that's what I started.
And David, not only would he tell you he loves you, but he'd give you a bear hug.
Oh, bear hug.
To show you how much he loves you.
And a kiss.
Mm-hmm. For men, too. And it was
for men too.
Perfectly fine.
That's right. It was a little weird on the lips after I put lipstick on. It got a little messy. But Igor, we got 2 minutes before we got to throw it over to our good friends Troy Murray and John Weideman and Blackhawks Hockey, calling the Boston Bruins game tonight. Leave us with a nugget of knowledge in 30 seconds.
So I would say to everybody listening, keep an eye on your thermostat. Keep an eye on your humidistat. Try to maintain that sweet spot that we've been talking about this entire show of 30% on the low end, 50% on the high end relative humidity, and temperature-wise, no lower than 60, no higher than 80. That is a sweet spot for a wood floor. So if anybody listening has a wood floor, that's where you want to be. Also, please maintain your floors correctly. MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN.
Great gifts.
Makes a fantastic a holiday gift for sure.
All right. Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace, a chimney inspection, also makes a, and I'm not kidding here, home maintenance, home cleaning. These are practical gifts. They're safe gifts, and they go a long way. If our listeners want to reach you to possibly get more information about this, how do they reach you guys?
Cleanfireplace.com. So get your heating systems checked when you're putting up your holiday decorations. Keep them away from the things that heat your home. And if you didn't check your batteries and your smoke alarm and your carbon monoxide detectors, the best time to do that is right now.
Yes.
Before the Hawks game.
Before the Hawks game. And before your family comes over later this week.
That's right.
Janelle Iacchino, you got 35 seconds.
Yeah. So if you want to participate in giving back this month, Books for Buckets is a great way to donate children's books and give back to underserved communities.
That is your passion. This is your program.
Yes. So Google Books for Buckets for location details on where you can bring used children's books. And if you have any encounters with rodents or any kind of insects invading your turf, give us a call, 800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to our later version of the show. I'll be in this Friday for Bob. If you hadn't heard about that, my 7 previous mentions during the show. Big show planned this Friday. I'll do my best to do my best Bob Surratt impersonation. Blackhawks hockey coming up. Very excited. Boston Bruins. Andy Mazur pre-post and in between periods. My friends Troy Murray and John Weideman on the call. We've had a little rough patch here, Igor. We're playing good. We're just not scoring enough goals to win games.
We'll get there, David.
We'll get there. They play hard, and I'm a happy Blackhawks fan, and I'm happy that Troy and John are calling this game.
Best in the business.
Happy holidays, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be here on Black Friday and back next Saturday. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Lindemann Chimney Company, Mr. Floor Igor Morat, and Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.